This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refu Shalem of Kol Choy Le'am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Mitzaro of Yeshivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perik Aleph Mishne Yud. And we're talking about people, a person who did something that made it that he should be Mechuyev Misa. He went to Bezdin, and he went, and they found him to be Mechuyev Misa. Misha Nigmar Dinai, if a person who they finished his din, they decided that he's Mechuyev to be killed, Misa. Uvarach, and he ran away, somehow or another he got away, he ran away from the jail. Uvalifnei Oisei Bezdin, however, he returned, he came back to the Bezdin. Ein Soisrins Dinai, they do not start all over again with the possibility of overturning the judgment that they made before. They can rely on the judgment that they made before, that he needs to, that he's Mechuyev Misa, and that's it. And here you have a depiction of the case. You have the whole Bezdin. They decided on this person that he's Mechuyev Misa. He ran away. He came back again to the same Bezdin, and they don't have to start all over again. They can say that they're relying on the previous judgment that they made on him. Now, kol mokum sheyamdu shnayim v'yomru, if he ran away and he came to a place where it's under the jurisdiction of another Bezdin, but two Edim came, and they said, Me'idim anu b'ish pleni, we can say testimony, shenigmar dina b'bezdin shel pleni, that he was judged already in a different Bezdin, u'pleni u'pleni Edim, and these are the people who were the Edim, and it was decided that he needs to be killed. It was already nigmar dina that he should be killed. Again, here's a depiction of that. These two are the Edim that originally the original judgment was on. They decided that this man needs to be killed, and he ran away. Now he comes to a different town, a different place. There's a totally different set of judges, and these two Edim that are from that area say, listen, we can say testimony that in that place he was decided, rather it was judged on him that he should be killed, and they don't have to start all over the whole investigation, the whole court case. They can kill him based on the judgment of a different Sanhedrin. That person gets killed on that testimony. Now we're going to say that a Sanhedrin that kills too often is considered a bad Sanhedrin, not a nice people. First we're going to say that Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin that was in Eretz Yisrael, had jurisdiction on Yidden all over. Sanhedrin Nehegas Be'aretz V'chutz La'aretz. The Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, the main Sanhedrin, had a jurisdiction on Yidden that were in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Now, we're going to talk about that a Sanhedrin should be a kind Sanhedrin and shouldn't be killing people all the time. Sanhedrin ha-hayregas achas b'shevua, a Sanhedrin that kills one time in a Shavua is 7 years. A 7-year cycle of Shemitah is called a Shavua. Nikres chavlonis is called a damager, a Sanhedrin that's out to that's hurting people, that's damaging people. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Echad l'shivim shana. Even once every 70 years is called a chavlonos. Rabbi Kiva said, you know what? If we would be on the Sanhedrin, we would have always found something to trip up the Edim in, and we would have never found anybody to be guilty. If we would have been on the Sanhedrin, no one would ever have been killed because we would have found ways of asking the Edim enough questions until they tripped up. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that's not necessarily so so flattering either. It's not such a great thing to say either. Afhein marbin shevchei dam Yisrael. By not killing anybody, by not having it that there's anything of consequence, that anybody gets punished for what they do, then what you're ending up doing is you're making it that there are more sheif chidamim, there are more people who are killers amongst the Yidden, because they know that they'll never be punished. There'll never be consequences for their actions. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.